Advent to Inclusio. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Most Christians in the traditional church understand the English word Advent, which is derived from the Latin Adventus, meaning coming or arrival, as it relates to the coming of Christ into the world at his birth. However, this same word translated parousia in New Testament Greek is also commonly used in reference to the second coming of Christ. The advent of Christ has been a basic theme of creedal statements in the traditional church, whereby Christians affirm that Christ has come, Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. The Nicene Creed, the ancient creed or profession of faith most widely used in Christian liturgy, likewise includes apocalyptic language. He, Jesus Christ, ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Consequently, during the season of Advent each year in the liturgical calendar, there is a dual emphasis on past and future. The commemoration of the birth of Christ the Savior in his first advent, and the anticipation of the return of Christ the King in his second advent. In Western Christianity, purple is the traditional color used for clergy vestments and hangings to adorn the sanctuary during Advent. But the practice of replacing purple with blue to denote a hopeful attitude of awe and anticipation has gained popularity in recent years. The lighting of candles is also an important symbol for each of the four Sundays in this liturgical season. The first candle to be lit is traditionally the candle of expectation or hope. Because we live in a world that is not yet fully reconciled to God, we await the second advent of Christ with the same hope and expectation as did the ancient world in his first advent. The Apostle Paul refers to the second advent of the Lord as that blessed hope. Titus chapter 2, and the hope of eternal life, which is laid up for you in heaven, Titus chapter 1, and Colossians chapter 1. In 1 Peter, we are reminded that God has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter chapter 1. The Advent scripture readings have a dual emphasis on both comings of Christ, including themes of preparedness, faithfulness, judgment of sin, and eternal life. The twin themes of Advent are aptly illustrated in the parable of the bridesmaids who anxiously wait for the coming of the bridegroom, Matthew 25. While there is an intense joy in the anticipation of the bridegroom's coming, there is more than an implied warning for the need to prepare for his return. Stern admonishments notwithstanding, it is the transcendent nature of the hope requisite to the triumphant parousia of Christ, Advent 2, as described by the Apostle Paul, which has served to captivate the hearts and minds of believers over the centuries. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And since no one but the Father knows the hour when Christ shall return, Matthew 24, he could come any day now. Any Day Now by Lena Lee Marler. Any day now, my heart will hear God say, now is the time, my son is on the way. This bird loose from its cage no more to roam. Any day now, my God will call me home. Any day now, changed in the twinkling of an eye, at the trump sound and to my glad surprise, then the love beams will fall from heaven to the ground. Any day now, I will not be around. Loved ones, he's coming soon, our Savior, and we shall meet him in the air to live and sing his praise until forever. No more holding on to this life as before. Any day now, with all those called by his name, quickly I'll rise. There's no more tears or pain. This bird loose from its cage, no more to roam. Any day now, God's love will bid me come. Loved ones, he's coming soon, our Savior, and we shall meet him in the air to live and sing his praise until forever. No more holding on to this life as before. Then the love beams will fall from heaven to the ground, and we shall meet him in the air to live and sing his praise until forever. Any day now, we're heaven bound.
Life as before.